Studio 360.
Our next story comes from a listener.
My name is Mary Miller. I'm from St. Pete, Florida.
Mary Miller listens to this show on WUSF in Tampa. A few years ago, she found herself smitten.
When I met this gentleman, he represented all romance. He had traveled down here on the intercoastal waterway on a boat, and he was going to travel the world. And he made his money in order to do this by taking houses and turning them around and selling them for five times what he paid for. And I fell in love with the romance. I fell in love with the idea that I could live my dreams of traveling the world, live on a boat. And then we broke up. I gave my heart to this guy. He trampled it. And I was gonna teach him a lesson that I could go out there in his world and make the kind of money he'd made and make a name for myself. And I didn't even own a drill to flip a house. I had something to prove, though. I had something to prove. I was in my car on the way to the bank to sign a loan for $400,000, and this song came on the radio. And I heard Leanne Womack sing.
And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never.
And I was sitting in the comfy bank chair. I had the pen in my hand, and I'm ready to sign the dotted line for $400,000 in home equity line of credit, which seems ridiculous because at the time my income was less than $20,000. And I heard the lyrics in my head. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. And I just sat there with the pen in my hand. I just finally put it down and said, I can't do this. As it happened, within a year, the whole housing market totally crashed. And I would have lost everything. I would have lost every dime had I signed that dotted line. It was over. It had been over between me and this fellow, and I had to let it go. And it was the best thing I ever did. Oh, thank you so much. I put my money into music equipment, and my singing had just taken off.
Welcome, everyone, to our show. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Ooh, Dean.
Oh, Dean just puts me in the mood.
Now I get to sing in retirement communities, and I have so much fun. I love it.
Oh, it's just going to be so much fun tonight because these are the best of the business.
We'll be singing together Harry Belafonte, Matilda, and the Banana Boat song. Goofy stuff, that's amore. Their faces light up, all the cares drop away from them, and it takes them out of the pain and suffering, the loneliness that can come to all of us. That's what music does. And for me to be able to enjoy that with them, it's the greatest gift. What I learned from these folks who have lived into their 80s and 90s is pretty similar to what Leanne Womack sings about in her song, I Hope You Dance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. And loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. They teach me how to live, how to take risks, how to be true to myself, because life is short. One day you'll find that the time has passed, and when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, that's it.
That's Mary Miller, who listens to the show on WUSF in Tampa, Florida. Jenny Lawton produced our story with help from Eve Asher. So has some piece of music or book or movie or building or any other cultural thing ever changed your life? If so, tell us about it, and we might put your story on the air. Go to studio360.org and leave us a comment.